91X News.
It's plus 6 and cloudy at 5 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Julia Lennox. The U.S. Defense Department says it isn't surprised by Russian President Vladimir Putin's claims of the new nuclear weapons. Dana White, who is a Pentagon spokeswoman, says the U.S. military is prepared to defend against threats Russia may make.
We need to ensure we have a credible nuclear deterrent. And we are confident that we're prepared to do, and we're prepared to defend this nation no matter what.
Mountain Equipment Co-op says it will stop selling several outdoor equipment brands that are owned by Vista Outdoor Incorporated. The company faced a petition to stop selling brands owned by Vista because the U.S. company also develops and manufactures firearms similar to the type of rifle used in a recent mass shooting in Florida. Mountain Equipment Co-op Chief Executive David Labistour says he listened to all sides of the debate before coming to a decision.
This one has been a very emotional issue with a lot of different opinions. And it wasn't very clear-cut. The one thing that came through consistently was that most people feel there is a need for greater gun control and a greater discussion around gun control.
Labistour says the member-based organization can play a role in moving that discussion forward. Orders that are brands under Vista Outdoor have been suspended, but the products already in stores will remain on shelves until they sell out. Loyalist College's Film and Television Production Program held its annual DocFest screening at the Alumni Hall Wednesday evening. Tyson Naylor has more.
Three local filmmakers came to judge the second-year students' short films and selected four to move on to Belleville's Documentary Festival this weekend. Sean Williamson, who is one of the night's winners, talked about the honor of being selected and the emotional journey of making his piece.
Well, I think the craziest part was that it went through. I mean, I saw it and I thought it was going to be one of the top four, but the fact that it won was great. I mean, a lot of the other places were great too, but I don't know, it feels kind of weird because I took the footage and I wasn't thinking anything of it, but then when we did the interview, it was such an impactful story that, like, at that point it wasn't about finishing a project, it was about finishing a story, getting it out in the world because it needs to be told.
The event takes place Sunday, March 4th in downtown Belleville. Tyson Naylor, QNET News, Belleville.
The Liberal government is promising funds to help Veterans Affairs Canada deal with a growing pile of applications for services from thousands of wounded warriors. The new money amounts to $42 million over 2 years and is specifically there to speed up the delivery of services to disabled veterans. The additional funds follow revelations that Veterans Affairs Canada had a pileup of 29,000 applications for disability benefits at the end of November. The government won't say specifically how the money will be used or why the increase has been limited to 2 years, given that demand for the department's services is expected to continue growing for the possible near future. In sports, Raymond Young and Angelo Sarsonas of the Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team were both named to the OCAA East Region All-Rookie Team this afternoon. Saskatchewan native Adam Harden is the only Canadian teeing off in the PGA Mexico Championship in 2 weeks. Harden won his first championship last year at the Valspar Championship in Florida. Tonight at 7 o'clock p.m., the Carolina Hurricanes will face off against the Philadelphia Flyers. The Pittsburgh Penguins versus Boston Bruins at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. Today at 7:30 p.m., the New Jersey Devils will play against the Florida Panthers. Tampa Bay Lightning will be up against the Dallas Stars at 8:30 p.m. Minnesota Wild will face off against the Arizona Coyotes at 9 o'clock p.m. Minnesota Wild center Eric Staal has been named the NHL's first star for February. Staal led all players with 21 points last month, highlighted by his 3-goal, 2-assist performance in the Wild's 8-3 win over St. Louis on Tuesday. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman will be in Calgary tomorrow, but he says a new arena will not be on the agenda. Bettman says the Flames have made it clear that nothing is moving forward with the city and that they'll do what they can at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome in the meantime.
And you have to talk to the Flames about this, but they have said, notwithstanding the fact that they're playing in the league's oldest building, they're going to do the best they can for as long as they can.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, it will be mainly cloudy with a high of plus 5. Tonight, it will be cloudy with a low of minus 1. And tomorrow, you'll see snow in the morning, then cloudy with a high of plus 1. At 5:02, it's plus 6. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Julia Lennox, News on 91X, next at 6.